Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
As a pastor, I'm going to share just a personal word. It's simply this. You may never know how encouraging it is to receive positive feedback, even brief words. Unfortunately, many people assume everyone else is doing it and they feel their words are not important. For example, how often I've heard people say, "Pastor, I'm sure you've heard this from many others, but," and then they say some very encouraging words, but I've often responded by saying, "No, I really don't hear from that many people, but thanks so much. Your words are so encouraging." Well, we all need encouragement, even a man like the great Apostle Paul. He wrote to the Corinthians on one occasion, and he said that he had no rest in his spirit because he couldn't find his brother Titus, who had planned to bring him a special report. In fact, he didn't get the report until he arrived in Macedonia, where he was still very troubled in his spirit. And notice what he wrote to the Corinthians.
"But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the arrival of Titus, and not only by his arrival, but also by the comfort he received from you. He told us about your deep longing, your sorrow, and your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more."
Yes, even the Apostle Paul was definitely encouraged with this report. But remember, your pastor or others you know in ministry may not be facing severe persecution like Paul did, and yet they need words of encouragement. I love the words from Solomon in the Proverbs. "Anxiety in a person's heart weighs it down, but a good word cheers it up."
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.